What's up, everyone? My name is Clay. Welcome to the Ground Karate Podcast. The Ground Karate Podcast is dedicated to beginner Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu players to help work out the kinks or get over the humps of those first days, months, weeks, whatever it is that you're still experiencing those beginner problems. Today's episode, I am going to describe what Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu actually is. And describing BJJ is pretty easy. But what it actually means to the people that practice the martial art, to the people that actually that compete in the martial art, is something so much more different. It means so much more than what just the physical definition is. And so I'm just going to go ahead and get started with the physical definition. My definition of it, it would be something very simple as submission wrestling. And, you know, this is where we get into a altercation and you get in my space. I take you down. I'm able to control you through better positioning and eventually inflict damage on you enough through joint manipulation or chokes, strangles, to make you tap, to make you submit. That's basically what BJJ is, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is. But what it is to the people that practice it is so different. And this is like the stuff that you also get from training Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. You know, your story might be different. And most likely you will get something out of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu as a beginner player than someone else has, or someone that's been training for 15, 16, 17 years. They're going to get something different, and it's something different to them than what it is to the beginner. After that physical explanation, you know, what are some of the things that people use Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for? And one of the most common ones is that they're just tired of the gym. You know, it's an alternate form of exercise, and it's so fun. Like, this is, it's never boring whenever you go do Jiu-Jitsu. It shouldn't be. And the reason it's such a good workout is not just because it's taxing your physical body, but you also have to be cognizant. You have to have your mental faculty about you. Otherwise, you're going to get choked. You're going to tap. And what I tell my students is to fight what's fighting you. If you're off thinking about how badly your day sucked while you're practicing jiu-jitsu, you're not going to have a good jiu-jitsu practice. Jiu-jitsu forces you to focus, which is why it's so fantastic for children and why it's pretty good for grown men and women too. It forces you to focus on what's in front of you, to take one step at a time to actually defeat the problem. And this is also, you know, you can also take this expression into life too. But that's one way that people use jiu-jitsu, and it's what it is to them. For myself, I've been practicing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for 17 years. And what I originally started Jiu-Jitsu for and what I use it for now are two completely different things. When I first started, it was to know how to beat people up better. Now, 17 years later, I know that. I know how to beat someone up pretty well. But what I'm using it for now and what I have been for many years is to artistically express myself through athleticism. I've always been an athlete, high school athlete, college athlete, and that's where I always felt best. And being able to express myself through a martial art, being able to teach it to multiple people of multiple levels, is an expression that speaks to my life. It means something. Jiu-Jitsu means something different to me because it is my life. I'm a coach. This is what I do. So it's going to be different from maybe a beginner, but maybe not. Maybe you might have that too. Another thing that people use Jiu-Jitsu for, like what Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is, it is an ultra confidence booster. Being able to do something with your physical body that you weren't used to be able to do is amazing. It's fantastic for children. It builds confidence like you've never seen. Like what I like to say in my school is that we give, jiu-jitsu gives the timid a voice, and it allows them to grow in confidence and, you know, maybe not feel so little in such a large world. And this works for adults too. It's crazy what, you know, doing something, being able to have that rough play, you know, as a grown man, is to have that rough play and wrestling with someone and doing well at it can build your confidence. It does great for the home life, does great for the work life. Something else that people love about jiu-jitsu that is jiu-jitsu to them is that it helps be closer to their significant other or to their children. Jiu-jitsu is a special sport, and the reason I say this is because you can train it with your children. You can train it with your significant other. You don't get to put on a helmet and shoulder pads and go light up teenagers on Friday nights. You can't do it. You're going to get arrested, man. But in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, you can practice the same skills as your 16, 17-year-old kid, your 12-year-old daughter, whatever it may be. You're able to do this. And why it brings you closer to that person is you are able to see them on a whole new light. You're experiencing the struggles that they are. You see how difficult it is and how good it feels when you succeed. You're sharing ultra special moments with your significant other or your child. And it is a great thing for marriages or just to, you know, be closer with your child, to spend quality time with one or the other, your child or your spouse, and growing from it. Not just sitting on the couch, eating Cheetos, watching Netflix, but that's good too. Like, no kidding, in moderation. But doing something where you're both growing and becoming better people is a special thing. And in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, that's why I say that it's special. That's another thing that Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is. It helps you grow closer to the people that you love. Something really cool about Jiu-Jitsu and what it is like, in what a lot of people struggle with in their athletic endeavors, like by going to workout or whatever, is it has a built-in accountability. If you don't show up to class, somebody's going to ask you where you were. You're like, hey man, where were you? We missed you. You know, we learned a cool move. Dude, you should see it. People want you to be there. They want to share their fun that they're having with someone else. The community is ultra special. It's a lot of fun to be part of the team again. You remember that? You know, being 16, 18 years old and you're part of the team, you're all working for a similar goal. And that is really cool, you know. So having a built-in accountability inside Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is also something that's pretty different about it. A lot of the people that I know that do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu are veterans. They're veterans or police officers, and they use Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in different manners. You know, for a police officer, it is a thing that they're going to need. You're going to have a confrontation with somebody that doesn't want to go to jail. If you're a cop long enough, you're going to have a physical altercation. So a lot of the police officers, you know, DPS or government agency guys that I train with, do it because their job requires that type of thing. The veterans that I know that use it just miss the camaraderie and the brotherhood that comes along with training a combat sport, a martial art. And they use it to help fight their different problems that they're having once they get home also. You know, and it goes back to accountability, like having a group that you can be accountable to, that you can rely on, and just have them be there by being there is what Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is to a lot of people that train. Look, jiu-jitsu is different for everyone. If you had 100 people in a room that trained jiu-jitsu and you asked them all, you would probably get 100 different answers on what it actually is to them. But all of them get satisfaction from it. All of them enjoy the process of what Brazilian jiu-jitsu is, about how difficult it is. And that's what makes it so easy to do. Y'all, I hope that you can send this to somebody that has been wondering what Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is, and they can find a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu gym near them and get started. You know, maybe be able to come and train with you, or just be able to help their life out. And that's what Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu really is. It is a life, it expands you. It's a life expander. So train Jiu-Jitsu, y'all. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and we will talk to you soon.